So, what makes the original Hooters so special? Everybody wants to know our secret recipe. The answer is simple. We care about our people, the food we serve, our guests, and the community around us. We created a unique experience like no other, like watching your favorite team with an ice-cold beer and world-famous chicken wings served by a legendary Hooters girl. What could be better? To us, originality isn't just one thing. It's everything. Hooters, always original.
Week 15, game by game for Sunday and Monday. This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Thanks to Hooters for their continued sponsorship of what we do. My email is right.todd@yahoo.com, right.todd@yahoo.com for your personal fantasy questions to see if I can offer you a second opinion that may see your future, Danny, make your future in fantasy football this season. Imagining you will hear this after the Thursday night game, which we talked about on the previous podcast between the Rams and 49ers. So some quick thoughts as we look at the Sunday slate. Keep in mind, we'll have a lot more isolated windows going forward, but at least for week 15, we have 7 1 o'clock games, 5 4:25 games, 1 Sunday night game, 2 Monday night games as your last chance to survive and advance in your fantasy playoffs. 1 o'clock games, Commanders, Saints. Commanders coming out of the bye, previous week to the bye, finally an explosion offensively, signs of life from the Commanders who had been struggling for the previous month, potentially sinking out of the playoffs. You had productive games from the big three, Jaden Daniels, Terry McLaurin, and Brian Robinson, all worthy of starting consideration in this game, as is Alvin Kamara. There is finally a Kendra Miller signing in New Orleans. Let me make sure I have this right. What, 10 carries and a touchdown last week for the Saints. Might just be getting him some work. Might be giving Kamara some more plays off. It was against the Giants. The Saints don't really have a viable quarterback, so they may be more run heavy. He's a lottery ticket, but if you are really desperate for a running back plug and play, and we've all been there, that's one that is probably available on waivers. Chiefs, Browns, Pacheco's just been really slow to get back going, but let's remind ourselves, he's coming off a frickin' broken leg from earlier this year. You may have better options than Pacheco. It might be a case of where you need to see him perform at a high level to justify putting him into your lineup. It depends on what your other options are. He's played 2 games. He's had a pretty low floor. It's not an automatic with him. Mahomes' numbers have barometered back down in recent weeks. Kelce was just okay. Noah Gray's not getting those automatic touchdowns. I guess Hopkins had the only receiving touchdown last week. Notice Xavier Worthy is not fantasy relevant at all. So really, I'd say other than Kelce, there's not a must play on the Chiefs, which is amazing considering they're the 2-time Super Bowl champions and they've lost all of 1 game this year. Browns, if you've been plugging and playing Jameis Winston, you know the ride you're on, and you're probably riding it until it crashes. It means good things for Jerry Jeudy. It's okay for David Njoku. Check status on like Cedric Tillman, and Nick Chubb's been a disappointment, but let's remember what Nick Chubb was coming off to get back out there as well. You probably have better options than Chubb. Ford, you probably have better options than him as well. Bengals and Titans. Bengals off the short week. Titans off an ugly game against the Jaguars. Pollard is a starter, and I think that's really it. for the Titans. These are the fantasy playoffs. You can start Pollard and you can have expectations. Not of a huge game, but at least of a floor. It doesn't really seem to be there with anybody else on the Titans. Bengals, what an amazing year Ja'Marr Chase is having. We need to start putting him in the conversation next year, barring holdout, top five, top three guy in fantasy drafts. Some may take him one or two off this year, and just how dominant he's been at the wide receiver position. Joe Burrow, sensational. Very underrated fantasy quarterback. Obviously doesn't give you a lot with his legs. Had that one huge run in a primetime game against the Giants. Not much else. Chase Brown's been excellent. I drafted Chase Brown in the coalition this year thinking this was the Chase Brown I was getting. The Bengals went with a lot of Zach Moss the first month, and I was like, man, I overestimated Chase Brown. And I got out too early, and Chase Brown has helped another team in the coalition to a first-round bye. Dolphins, Texans, Tyreek Hill scoring touchdowns, Waddle's getting volume, Jonnu Smith nothing in regulation and then dominates the overtime. Tua's been getting you by, probably as a low-end QB1. Achan is, you know, a top half RB1. So the Dolphins are there. Texans, you know, it's Mixon, it's Nico, and that's it. That's really all that's going on there in terms of starters. Ravens at Giants. I guess you worry here about the Ravens being up so much that they might rest some people. I don't think they'd pull Lamar out of the game, but they might pull Derrick Henry out of the game. I don't think they'd pull Zay Flowers out of the game. I don't know if they'd pull Mark Andrews out of the game. I mean, those are your relevant Ravens. I'll just remind you, the Ravens are like a 14, 15-point favorite. Double-digit favorites this year in the NFL have struggled to cover or win outright. So something weird could happen in Ravens-Giants. So your fantasy players are your fantasy players in that Ravens game. But no, there's a chance that if the game goes as it's predicted to go by the odds makers, maybe less Derrick Henry, maybe less Mark Andrews. I don't know. Just has the potential to be one where the Ravens give some guys some rest. Although they just rested last week. Giants, it's Tracy and neighbors, and that's kind of all that's going on there. Jets and Jaguars. Maybe Tank Bigsby. Look, he got me by a couple weeks this year. He's coming off a week where he dominated the workload in an awful game. Brian Thomas and Mac Jones seem to have a little something going. So Jones and Bigsby, Thomas and Bigsby are possible starters. I think you can do better, but possible. For the Jets, check status on Breece Hall. You know, I did that fantasy podcast before the season, before your draft, saying how overrated Breece Hall was. He's basically been a mid to low end RB2 for you this year, and now he's not helping you in and around the fantasy playoffs. I'll put it to you this way. Josh Allen in his last three games scored as many points as Breece Hall has scored since week 4. So there was this faction devaluing Josh Allen this year, and I didn't understand why, and propping up Breece Hall, and I don't understand why. And those people were fucked, and they got what they deserved. Jets, Isaiah Davis is a running back in play here, another sort of lottery ticket type play based on what he did last week. And Devontae Adams is at least getting volume from Aaron Rodgers. Cowboys, Panthers, Dowdle, Lamb. That's it. In two quarterback leagues, Cooper Rush might get you by. But you may have better options out there. Panthers, Bryce Young might be getting you by, but you have better options. Back to Chuba Hubbard. Sad news on Jonathan Brooks. Adam Thielen's had a 2.5 good games in a row for Carolina. 425 games. Buccaneers at Chargers. Check status on Bucky Irving. Todd Bowles improperly played him when he was hurt last week. I'd be very cautious if Bucky is active in playing him rather than getting another guy who's out there at less than 100% and they sit him. I won't say it'll go down exactly as it went down last week, but that's on Todd Bowles. And that's typical of a head coach who is not involved in offense, doesn't know his offensive personnel, and doesn't make the right decision. Baker Mayfield's numbers have leveled off. He's not performing at a QB1 level for your fantasy playoffs. Mike Evans returned. Yes, you can consider Mike Evans as a starter with an unhealthy Bucky Irving. He's probably the best of the starters. The less Bucky goes, the more Rashad White goes and gives you the value where you drafted him in the first place. Cade Otton really leveled off recently, but had a decent game against the Raiders. Why is it like every game involving the Raiders has tight end value? And even Michael Mayer goes off last week. Chargers, Gus fell in the end zone last week. I guess you're hoping he does that again, but you're not going to get much in the way of yardage from Gus. Check status on McConkey, who didn't go last week. No, and that hurts Herbert, whose numbers were up. So just not a lot of strong fantasy plays in the Bucs-Charger game. It's a low total, and I think it'll be a low-scoring game. But with a healthy McConkey and Irving, like really healthy, that changes. Colts-Broncos is also a 425 game. Bo Nix hasn't been running as much. Denver coming off the bye. Bo, I'd call, I don't know, a low-end QB1, but I'm not excited about him. You know, I used him this year when Jaden Daniels started to slump. I'm playing Jaden Daniels this week. I'm not playing Bo Nix. Cortland Sutton's had a good year, and the Broncos have had a good year. But this is an odd spot. I'm not sure what the Colts have for them. The Colts are still in it. We talked about how they were hanging around. The Texans let them hang around, but they're hanging around in the wild card race. They're off a bye week, so no advantage for the Broncos. Both teams off a bye week. Jonathan Taylor is very inefficient, but he does get volume, but he hasn't been getting volume on the goal line recently, as Anthony Richardson has basically been handling all that like a Cam Newton in his prime. Doesn't look like Downs is going to go, so no wide receiver real significance for the Colts either. Patriots, Cardinals, Patriots, it's Ramondre. That's what it is. Cardinals. Someone made the point that I follow on social media this week. Nothing's really wrong with Marvin Harrison, but he is a very touchdown-dependent wide receiver, and you can't depend on him to score. It's been a disappointing year for Marvin Harrison. You wonder if it's him and Kyler Murray. Is there something there? Are they not being utilized properly? What's up? James Conner is definitely a play here, and Trey McBride, for those of you hanging on to hope he will actually score a touchdown at some point in tight end mandatory leagues. Bills-Lions, a lot of things here with Josh Allen off his huge game. Shakir is a guy that's one of those guys. If he's been sitting on your bench, it's time to play him, especially in a spot like this. Cook's been good, but there's a low floor there on Cook. He was spectacular in the snow against the Niners, and in a 44-42 loss, he did next to nothing. You're playing him, but you're hopeful. You're really hopeful that he doesn't give you 2 weeks in a row. You're playing both Montgomery and Gibbs. A team in the foundation plays both weekly, and they're in the fantasy semifinals. Amon-Ra's playing here, probably Jameson Williams. And Jared Goff right on that fringe. of QB1. Steelers-Eagles. Barkley's the strong play. Najee is... You're probably starting Najee, hoping he gets a touchdown. He gets yardage. It's not a huge amount of yardage, but the work is there. Doesn't look like Pickens is going to go, so there's no real other designated target. If you're in a mandatory tight end league, you know what's going on with the Steelers and their tight ends. Russell Wilson's not a viable starting fantasy quarterback. It's a tough matchup for Hurts. We've heard what's going on with Hurts and Brown. Check status, Devontae Smith, no Dallas Goedert. It's a weird game. So you're not excited about what you have in these teams. But you're playing Barkley. You're probably playing Hurts. You're probably playing A.J. Brown. You're probably playing Najee Harris, and that might be where we draw the line there. Sunday night game, Packers and Seahawks. Packers, good luck figuring out who Love is going to throw to on a weekly basis. Reed was a no-show after drawing an defensive pass interference on the opening possession for the Packers. He did nothing after that. So it's just guesswork at this point. I wouldn't feel comfortable. I'm not starting Jaden Reed. I have him. I drafted him. I've had him all year on one of my teams. I'm in the fantasy semis. I'm not using him this week. I'd rather use Thielen. I'd rather use McConkey. Forget who else I have. I think I have Jackson Smith and Jigba in that league, so I will definitely be playing, and I've been playing him. I don't trust Reed. I don't trust Wicks. You can't trust Christian Watson. It's just all over the place. It's holding the Packers back, but they're still a very young team. You can get away with playing Love as your fantasy quarterback. Seattle's hot. Probably going to show Love some things that he hasn't seen. Packers are all about Jacobs. Very dominant running back, just below the level of Barkley and Henry this year. Seattle, it's in Jigba. Probably better if Seattle doesn't have a healthy Ken Walker to muddle things off the game Charbonnet had last week, and you can play Metcalf. Can you get away with Geno Smith? I guess you can. Bears-Vikings on Monday night. After some two good games in a row, Caleb only had garbage time production, was horrible in the first half. Odunze had two garbage touchdowns, so DJ Moore got you nothing. Keenan Allen got you nothing. You can't really count on any Bears in a fantasy playoff situation here against Brian Flores for the Vikings. Addison's kind of a Jerry Jeudy at this point. If you're not playing him, you're missing out. Justin Jefferson had a big breakthrough game last week. Sam Darnold throws five touchdowns. Aaron Jones is probably a starter for you. He's not an RB1, but he's a good RB2. And then Falcons Raiders. The bottom has seemingly fallen out on Kirk Cousins. He just had one of the worst months in modern NFL history for a quarterback. So that's reflective of all his targets. Really, the only strong start for the Falcons is Bijan Robinson. For the Raiders, it keeps rotating with backs. You know, if you're desperate for a running back, find a Raider. He might get work. He might get into the end zone, whether it's, I mean, it's three, four guys. We don't even know who's playing quarterback for the Raiders. Mayer popped up more than Bowers last week at tight end against the Bucks. Myers might be just he's either a really good receiver on a bad team, or he's an average receiver who looks good on a bad team, right? With no Devontae Adams there. There you go. That's enough for me. What are your personal fantasy questions? Maybe I can give you a second opinion to help you get through the fantasy playoffs. Write.todd@yahoo.com. Write.todd@yahoo.com. If there was anything in here that didn't sound right because of news from Wednesday at 12 noon on, it's because I broadcast this podcast Wednesday at 12 noon. So I didn't have access to some of the news you had by the time you listened to this, so factor that in. And my email is there for you to ask me questions. Please get your questions in before you go to bed Saturday night. Sunday, I got my own leagues to run. I'll be sleeping in after a golf tournament, hosting 120 plus people. I can't return your emails on Sunday. Write that, Todd, at yahoo.com. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters. Thank you for listening.